Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Turn it over to you, and you have a guest on the phone. Too.
We do, and I'll introduce that guest and then bring Jeff on live. But thanks for having us here this morning, Joe, and to the folks here at Sunbury Broadcasting. We're going to take a deep dive into a topic that may be of interest to most of the listeners, anyhow. Artificial intelligence, known mostly as AI, simply as AI to most people, and we have a sort of a subject matter expert in Jess on board. Jess also serves as the co-chair of our Communications and Technology Committee at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. We're going to spend a minute talking about our upcoming Innovation Summit. We always do an Innovation Summit, and this year, surprise, surprise, we're going to focus on artificial intelligence. So, Jess, let's get started with...
It's too bad there's not more real intelligence, and we have to depend on artificial
intelligence. You know, that might be... That's not actually the first official question, but maybe you want to... That's where you might want to start, Jess, slightly. But Jeff, tell us a little bit. Jeff Fester, first off, is with us from Work Inside Out, chamber member, graduate of Leadership Susquehanna Valley. And, Jess, I think of you as sort of the digital weather vane, or the digital diva, maybe would be another one. You sort of brought the concept of digital communications to the Greater Susquehanna Valley in a previous job that you had when you were working on digital content for the Daily Item. But tell us a little bit about what you're doing now. Tell us about your background with digital content, and then a little bit about. Set us up for a conversation about artificial intelligence. Jeff Fester.
Sure. Yeah. Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on. So I definitely would not consider myself an expert in artificial intelligence, but it is something that I am excited about and I'm excited to learn about. As you had mentioned, my experience with digital marketing kind of started with the Daily Item. And so now, being a part of the Communication and Tech Committee, I bring more of an entrepreneurial perspective to the committee. Now I'm looking out for big guys, little guys, and everybody in between. Being a part of the committee has been awesome. Right now, I run my own business. So my company is called Work Inside Out. It's a fitness and nutrition business. I am a personal trainer, a nutrition coach, and a specialist in exercise therapy. So I have components that are in person, as well as components that are completely virtual, digital type of programs. So I still definitely dabble in digital things. It just looks a little different now. And we're super excited about the Innovation Summit that is coming in December. I think I'm most excited to just learn and to learn about it on a more local level. I feel like artificial intelligence is this really big hot button topic right now, but it's so big that sometimes we can forget that it is affecting us on a local level. And so I'm really excited for the Innovation Summit to bring it to reality for those of us that are local, to learn about how AI is going to be impacting us in the Susquehanna Valley. So I'm super excited about it. I think that it's going to be great. I think that it's a learning opportunity for people.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we've heard a lot of talk about artificial intelligence and its accessibility on the computer, and the people are using it to generate everything from obituaries to college tests. So What kind of access is there in this area to artificial intelligence that someone could use as an application?
Well, so I think we forget how much AI already has a presence. Down to simple things, right? Like when I go to get into my iPhone, it scans my face to let me in addition to me being able to punch in a code. You know, we're using things like Siri and Alexa. We're using things like streaming services. We're using things that have algorithms kind of already set in place so that whatever content we're being served online is relevant to us, what we're looking for, what we're talking about, things that we've been looking into. So I think we forget just how much it already is here, and it's already being utilized by a lot of people. I think we just forget. And because now we're seeing it come out in such a way where people are using it to put together, you know, papers and obituaries, and like now it's just at another level. So a big part of our focus for the Innovation Summit is to be able to touch on the ways that this is impacting education, workforce, fraud prevention, and making sure that we know how to make artificial intelligence, you know, work for us, essentially, instead of it being like this big, scary unknown. I mean, there's been so many movies about like AI takeover, and I feel like that's kind of where people kind of glean from. And it's definitely not this big scary thing, but I mean, the more you know, right? I think it's important for us to be educated so it's not as scary. But the reality is that it's been here, and you know, now we're just learning more how to use it and how to use it to our advantage.
Thanks, Jess, for that explanation. This is Amy, and I'm also with Bowen Agency Realtors. So interestingly enough, just last week we had continuing education, and a lot of our discussion surrounded legal issues that we can face. We were I was introduced, the rest of the room's probably familiar with how our descriptions can be set up with AI and copywriting, and the inability for us to copyright that content because of all the legal reasons for information, which I wasn't aware. Copywriting has to be something that's generated and produced by a human in order to be to copyright it for our purposes anyway. But that is a whole new introduction to me in what it is, how it works, and how I could potentially utilize it in my everyday. So that sounding, hearing you say it sounds like a big scary thing, and it's kind of not. It very interestingly, just learned it last week, because when I hear AI, I'm kind of like, I'm my own creative entity.
Well, let me ask you a question. Right. How would a layperson determine whether or not something was generated by you, Amy, or by you using AI?
So I don't think the layperson needs to know that. It's me from the copywriting perspective and not being able to do so, because you'd be able to prove that I had an elf just,
how?
I think, put in, use dog, cat, because I've never used into words for a description to be given the program if I try.
Maybe the
as far as how that works.
So how do we know times where we do?
Right.
You know, in my industry, specifically of them, there are programs of the body fraudulent. I think that if all of this stuff is of, you know, actually actually real or whether or not. I'm super excited to learn the innovation, prevention tactics that exist, cybersecurity, learn how.
A history professor at a college might come back with AI's history to find out what was wrong with it, assay it, and wrong, this is wrong.
Yeah, and that is a superman. I quickly how the type in of a purse ever and ever and ever and be given a feed, and it would be like, okay, caught up for today, get off of it. Now you could just, and that's the, what it is that we're showing them in what it is that we just call.
Right, for sure.
Right. Our feed. Because we talked about
okay, we have to take a go.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little more sophisticated than that. We've got to take a quick break with On the Mark. It's Money Monday. Bob Garrett, Amy Buhner, and on the phone, Jess is here to talk to us about artificial intelligence.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Today, everything seems like it's constantly changing. And just like the rest of the world, today's housing market is also changing. Whether you're buying or selling, you need an agent who can make sense of all those changes and market fluctuations to guide you through the process with a steady and helpful hand. Hi, this is Larry Johnson, president of the Bowen Agency Realtors, and we've been helping you find your perfect place for almost 50 years. That's why folks have voted us the best real estate agency in the Valley for 7 years straight. Working with one of our highly trained and knowledgeable agents to buy and sell your home saves you time, money, and gives you the best results possible. We know what's important to you, and we always provide all the details you need. Remember, our team of realtors is the most trusted in the market. We have the most up-to-date and extensive housing listings along with the most valued commercial properties. Coming or going, trust the talent at Bowen. Come see us in Selins Grove, Sunbury, and Lewisburg, or online at bowenagency.com.
What is Plume from Service Electric? Plume spreads Wi-Fi from your existing modem to every corner of your home at full speed. Plume doesn't just make your Wi-Fi faster. It intelligently adapts to your environment and manages your Wi-Fi network 24/7 based on insights like the number and types of devices you have connected. With the Plume Home Pass app, you'll get perks like parental controls, full visibility into speed and performance, always-on cyber protection against online threats, in-home motion sensing, and more. Visit secv.com/plume for more details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With us here in the studio, Bob Garrett, and he's got a question for our online guest, our on phone guest, Bob.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Jess, I guess this will be our wrap-up question as well, so feel free to add any concluding remarks here. But I just want to ask you about, can you tell our listeners about the upcoming Innovation Summit? It's going to focus on artificial intelligence, what you should know about AI in 2024 coming up on Friday. December 15th. But if you could tell us a little bit about that and what you expect to come out of that, you know, people like yourselves, particularly small business people, what are they going to benefit from? What will they get from that summit coming up on December 15th?
Absolutely. So our Innovation Summit is happening on December 15th. It is going to be a virtual event, surprise, surprise, and it will be from 8 to 12. We are going to be talking about artificial intelligence in education, in workforce, fraud prevention, and I believe we are going to also be having a panel discussion where we are going to be listening to industry experts tell us and teach us about how to make artificial intelligence work for us. So as far as what people can expect, I mean, it's an opportunity for everyone to learn. It's an opportunity to, you know, be able to ask all of the questions that we've been wanting to ask about AI. And again, it's an opportunity to learn about how this is impacting us on a local level. So it's going to help us. I believe that we owe it to, you know, ourselves, our customers, our clients, future generations even, to be aware of what AI is and to be unafraid of it, even though it's something that is new. So I would expect that people would leave with nuggets of information about AI and hopefully with a new mindset about it, and or maybe even a new thought process about it and how they can make it work for them where they currently at, whether they are big industry, small, if it's an entrepreneur like myself. I think it's just going to be this really awesome learning opportunity. So I would expect everybody to leave with some new sort of knowledge about artificial intelligence in attending the Innovation Summit.
Scale of 1 to 10. 10 is horribly fearful of it. 1 is we should embrace it. Where do we come down on artificial intelligence today?
I think that's a question that's kind of broad and open for everyone. Me personally, I look at it from multiple perspectives. You know, I'm not just a business owner, but I'm also a parent. And, you know, I work with real life people as far as my clients go. So right now I'm kind of in the middle. I think I'm at a 5. I want to learn how I would be able to use it for my small business, but also still be able to remain authentically myself and still be creative on my own without help from AI. So I kind of fall in between. What about you?
I think I'd probably be about the same place. I'm interested in learning more about it, but also fearful of how it might be used to harm me.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. Joe, I think anything that's new and emerging, you have to keep an eye on, and that's why we're doing the summit. So, Jess, thank you very much for being with us. Thank you for reminding folks the Innovation Summit coming up, focusing on AI, particularly AI here in the greater Susquehanna Valley, on December 15th. It'll be throughout the morning. Digital, surprise, surprise. I like how you said that. I think I did accuse you of being the digital goddess or digital diva or something like that. But you know, the beauty of digital, Joe, really is it really makes it accessible for everybody. And also, we have it in a can that if you can't be there that morning, you can come that afternoon and pretty much get the same advantage of that. So thank you very much, Jess, for being with us. And thank you for your service to the chamber and to the leadership Susquehanna Valley.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying goodbye. Thank you, Jess. Appreciate your call. All right. So now it's all Money Monday. Let's talk about money.
Okay. We're going to get into this. We might have to take a news break here in a little bit, but we'll come back and make sure everybody gets the info. Key thing is the big economic data. You know, we had data coming out all throughout the month of October, and then the big number we were looking for, because we sort of guessed that the October unemployment rate, jobs created rate, might have been a one-off. It was incredibly hot in September with in the economy, creating jobs, et cetera, was the numbers were way up. What we saw on Friday was a much more reasonable, something we were really expecting. The economists sort of got it right this time, and I guess what we want to talk about is the fact that the economists got it right when it comes to jobs created, unemployment rate, participation rate. those are the same economists that have been telling us all year that at some point we're going to slip into recession. We'll have to talk about whether or not that's really what this is the leading edge of. So that's what we're going to get into here, Joe.
Well, get into it then.
Okay. So here's the data. I didn't know. I just wanted to be flexible here just in case there was a 9:30 news break.
No, we've got about another 8 or so minutes left in the segment, so go ahead.
Okay, that's great. That'll be exactly what we need to go over this. So what the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics on Friday reported from, that would be the October jobs report. So this would be a look back at the previous month. What it reported was 101,000 jobs created, the unemployment rate actually rising to 3.9%, the highest it's been in 2 years, with annual wages dropping to the smallest increase in more than 2.5 years. What that does is it paints a picture nationally. It paints the picture that the economy is, in fact, slowing down. This could potentially be, of course, this is only 1 month,
right?
And so it's just a snapshot. But if this trend continues, this could be the soft landing that the Feds were looking for by raising interest rates over and over and over again. As we know, that rise in interest rates have created some unintended consequences. Amy can get into the whole issue with mortgage rates and housing. We're seeing a real slowdown in housing nationally. I don't know if that's true here locally. Amy will know that. But the point is now there's one piece of information we have to see, and a lot of the October jobs information, economic information, was influenced by the strikes that were going on, the strikes both in healthcare and in automaking. Now that we've come out of both of those, I think all work stoppages have ended.
We still have the actor's strike.
Oh, the actor's strike. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, which I guess we saw the impact of the actor's strike on this weekend's box office. I was hearing, I guess it was a very quiet weekend at the a very quiet weekend at the movies, of course, when Penn State's playing and
But not worse than that. None of my favorite shows are on TV.
My goodness. What are we going to do? That's depression, not recession.
Talk about the number of jobs being created, but yep. The last I heard there were, 3 million or 9 million unmet jobs in this country, jobs that had nobody to take them. So if we create another 100,000, isn't that just adding fuel to the fire that people aren't working or don't want to work?
You're right. Now, at the high point, it was 11 million open jobs. At that point, we were just about 2 jobs for every person looking. Now it's down to about 9.3 million open positions in the nationwide, that is. We are absolutely still in a very much in a labor shortage situation. Now, we have some very, very small pockets. For example, here in the greater Susquehanna Valley, Joe, Montour County is at 2.9% unemployment. And the thing to keep in mind about that is they've been at that rate now for 3 years. You know, even at the highest unemployment numbers during the beginning of the pandemic, the shutdown, they were still one of the low. Well, actually, they were the lowest in the state. Right now, they're tied for third lowest unemployment county in the state. Union County right behind at 3% unemployment, and then Snyder County at 3.6, and Northumberland, which tends to be our high unemployment county, is at 4.2. The key thing is we had a Fulton Bank sponsored an economist who came in, did an economic forecast, and basically what he did was he painted a picture. Actually, he talked a lot about artificial intelligence, but then he painted a picture, Joe, that basically what he is suggesting to us now is we need to take our economic development efforts and sort of put them on their head. It's been pretty much the last 50 years or longer. Economic development meant you prepared industrial properties, you listed industrial properties, and you brought in businesses. What he's saying is we need to switch that dynamic around now and bring in people. What we need in the greater Susquehanna Valley, because we have been for so long been in a labor shortage areas, we need more people. The birth rates being what they are, which are very, very low, we need to be attracting more people, whether they be people moving here from
from another county or from another country. Doesn't really matter. We need qualified employees.
We've got 6 million illegal immigrants that the Secretary Mayorkas won't concede are actually here in the country. But if you believe the Republicans, they're saying 6 million people have crossed the border illegally. So if they aren't working, if they aren't filling these jobs, then they've got to be draining the economy, don't they?
Well,
we keep going the way we are, Bob?
The problem with so-called illegal immigration, I think that's what we like to call this. The problem with that is that the blazing hot flame of illegal immigration has caused us basically to shut down legal immigration, and the problem with that I always scratch my head about in any conversation, whatever term you want to use, illegal immigration, undocumented workers, trespassers, whatever the word you want to use, is that the problem is employers can't hire those folks. When you hire somebody, you have to do something that's called an I-9. And if you don't have an I-9 that shows you are qualified to work in the United States of America, I can't hire you. So, there might be an underground economy for some of those folks, but we've got to figure out a way so that people that have skills want to come here legally. I think it was Congressman Muser said to me recently, what we need is high walls and wide gates. Our immigration policy.
Good way to put it.
Yeah, high walls and wide gates so that people can legally come here, go through the process. The other thing is the folks that, all of a sudden they're all given amnesty. Well, wait a second. There's people that have been here for 10 years working to become legal residents of the United States of America, and all of a sudden they get moved to the back of the line for somebody who came here illegally. It's a difficult issue. It's one of those issues, frankly, I like to say, if you have an easy answer, you don't understand the problem. There's nothing easy about that. But the issue is to try to move the conversation away from, and I'm going to mention an upcoming opportunity on that, by the way, but we need to move the conversation away from this blaring, glaring heat of illegal immigration and move it towards legal immigration. And to that end, I wanted to mention a couple events coming up this week. Now, you heard about the Innovation Summit. We also have an availability at noon. It'll be online. Everything I'm about to tell you is available at gsvcc.org, where I'll be interviewing Charlie Giroux and Jeff Lord, two political commentators, about what just happened, reacting to not only, and I'll have, by the way, I'll have the Governmental Affairs Chair, Malcolm Dirk, on with me for at noon on Wednesday, talking about the outcome of the local elections. A couple local elections we're watching closely. School board. Whoever thought you'd be watching closely that school board, but we'll be looking at those elections. But also, we're going to be looking at what happened nationally in this election and what it might mean for 2024. And then on Friday at 1 p.m., we've been invited by Susquehanna University to come on campus. Chamber members have been invited. And again, just go to the gsvcc.org to get more details. We'd love for you to come by and visit with Congressman G.T. Thompson. What I want you to hear in Congressman Thompson's presentation is he's the chairman of the Ag Committee, the U.S. Congressional Ag Committee, and he has a concept for how immigration related to agriculture, seasonal workers,
right.
might be a better way for those folks to get into the United States. So, yep.
Okay, Amy, we've got about a minute left before we have to wrap it up. So from the standpoint of housing, what changes have you seen in the past month? Is things getting better, worse? How is the housing market in our area?
Interesting.
Okay. In what regard?
All of them.
Okay.
Inventory shortages remain. I'm not sure how I'd quantify that right now with that there are still buyers, but things have slowed. When relating it to what I feel is the most pertinent to today's discussion, mortgage rates, so mortgage interest rates and their direct impact on things. Also on Friday, reduced, and I would call that slightly, I'd seen a headline this morning, as mentioned to you guys before we went back on air, about mortgage rates diving. I don't really think that I'd call the slide back a little bit a dive by any stretch of the imagination. So, I mean, locally, I think there's still a somewhat strong market, considering all of the things we've been dealing with, like the lower inventory and the higher buyer demand. I think the interest rates have had an impact on that. As I've mentioned several times, buyers take a deep breath, reevaluate, and trudge forward, depending on what their reason for buying is. But we also have to keep things in a way that we can welcome people to the Valley and have the housing provided for them. And that would touch on a bit of a different conversation as far as investors and the ability to create housing from a lease perspective. It's hard to create housing if it's not already there. We have a really strong investor market, but to make new housing in that investor market is a little more challenging and a discussion for a different day.
But, all right, we'll have that discussion on a different day. Amy, Bob, so thank you so much for being here with us today.
You got it. Thank you.
We've enjoyed having you here. We'll look forward to having you back next month on the first Monday of December, where we hope you will bring us a Christmas present of wonderful economic news. Thanks so much. Hey, we'll be back with open phones. The phone number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. I want to tell you a little bit about the Sunbury Motor Company. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles, and they are a premier service provider for
for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sudbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We do have a text that we got in this morning, and we have several emails that we have here that we will go over for you, and the phone lines are open at the moment. If you want to participate, give us a holler. Our friend EB says there was a very interesting article in the Washington Post on Sunday. It claims that Trump has told his advisors that if elected to a second term as president, he wants the Justice Department to investigate his enemies as well as former allies who have been critical of him. In other words, he wants to weaponize the Justice Department. There's been a lot of conservative nonsense claiming Biden has weaponized the DOJ against Trump, despite the fact that clear evidence exists to implicate him in his business fraud, election interference in Georgia, attempting to overturn the 2020 election, and storing classified documents in the bathroom of his dumpy club in Florida. I wonder how many right-wingers screaming against this so-called Biden weaponization of the DOJ won't have a problem if Trump does it. How many will still vote for him despite currently being angry at the very thought of a president using the Justice Department for his own personal vendettas? I have a feeling fake news Stan, Dumb Dan, Muser, and other outraged conservatives will suddenly have a dramatic change of heart. That's signed by EB this morning. And let's see, where's the other one I got here? I'll have to get rid of this one first. Okay. Another one says, oh, wait a second, that's the same one. All right, maybe I thought I got rid of everything here. Oh, here it is. It's hiding behind something else. Okay, I'll have to find it. I lost it. Sorry about that. Okay, here we go. Cindy said, if I can call it up here. Here we go. American voters would rather see lawmakers cut government spending than increase taxes, but new poll results show the cuts voters want would have little effect on the nation's $33.17 trillion in debt. The Center Square Voters Voice poll, conducted in conjunction with Noble Predictive Insights, found that 65% of registered voters would opt to cut federal spending to address the growing deficit. Some 14% would rather increase taxes than cut spending. The rest were either unsure or wanted to deal with a deficit in the future. The poll of 2,605 voters includes 1,035 Republicans, 1,074 Democrats, and 496 true independents, and is among the most comprehensive in the country. Of the registered voters who favor spending cuts, 75% would cut services for people in the U.S. illegally, 55% would cut diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, 32% would cut environmental protections, 23% would cut transportation spending, and 23% would cut social safety net programs, such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. The poll surveyed likely and registered voters. Non-citizens, including permanent legal residents, cannot vote in federal, state, and most local elections. The writer supports cutting $14 billion from the IRS to send aid to Israel. That's certainly an open question right now at the moment. Quite a few people debating that topic on the news over the weekend, including Senator Bernie Sanders, who I thought was very interesting when he appeared on CNN's news program yesterday. He was asked about the comments of Talisha Rajib, I believe it is, where she used the phrase "from the river to the sea," which is, she says, aspirational from her standpoint, but everybody else seems to think is aimed at the Israelis and wiping out the state of Israel. Anyway, Sanders was asked on CNN if he would condemn or find any fault with that comment, and he didn't have any. Here's what he had to say.
Mr. President, the American people are not with you on this one. We will remember in 2024.
That last screen said Joe Biden supported the genocide of the Palestinian people. I know you know the definition of genocide. It is defined as a crime committed with intent to destroy a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. Do you think that's what Israel is doing here?
So what's going on right now is a horror show. We don't have to quibble about words. Thousands of men, women, and children are being killed. It has got to end right now. And one of the things that concerns me, Donna, is there has not been enough talk about what right-wing Republicans are doing right now. They don't want any aid to go to the Palestinians. Somebody should be talking about that. Somebody should be talking about how Trump wants to expel Palestinians from this country. So it's, you know, you can disagree with Joe Biden, but on his worst day, it'll be 100 times better than where Trump and the right-wing Republicans.
So you think that Rashida Tlaib should save her ire for Trump and the right-wing and not her fellow Democrat?
Rashida is a friend of mine. Her family comes from Palestine. I think she has been shaken, as all of us are, about what goes on. It is going on right there, right now.
Yeah.
And we have to address that humanitarian crisis. But if anyone thinks that Trump is going to be better than Biden on this issue, or any other issue for that matter, I think they are sorely mistaken.
And I understand that. I also understand, and I know you know, that words matter. And I want to ask about what she said.
Words matter. But what matters more, Dana, is you have a horrible humanitarian disaster that has to be dealt with right now. You call it whatever you want to call it. It has to be dealt with. Women and children cannot be bombed with 2,000-pound bombs. And we need the entire world.
So when she says from the river to the sea, when she says from the river to the sea, which the ADL says is anti-Semitic, she says it's aspirational, but the ADL says it is anti-Semitic. Do you want her to stop using terms like that?
Well, others. Donna, you know, it's not what I want and anything else. This is what you got. President Obama just said the other day, I think, quite correctly, and we all got to deal with it. This is an enormously complex issue. And slogans like the river to the sea, if that means the destruction of Israel, that's not going to work. People who are saying Israel, right or wrong, we're for you all the way, that's not going to work. This is a horrendously complex issue. You've got a right-wing government in Israel, which is racist. And the people, by the way, the good news is, last poll I saw, only 18% of the people of Israel want Netanyahu to stay in office. I hope they get rid of him. I hope they put in a government which understands the severity of the crisis and can help us move to the two-tier state.
Senator.
And on the other hand, in terms of Hamas, you got a terrorist organization that cannot be trusted for a minute. This is, as President Obama said, a very complex issue.
Senator Bernie Sanders completely ignoring the question, refusing to condemn the hateful, I think, comments made by his friend who is in the House of Representatives. We have to take a quick break. We have a caller on the line. We'll be right back with more of On the Mark after this message.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Stan's on the mark from Danville. Good morning, sir. What do you think about Bernie?
Typical socialist pig. You know, he's not condemning. I don't hear anywhere in his talk in there that he condemns the terrorist attacks on Israel. Did I miss that?
No, you didn't miss that. He didn't say that he condemned them. He said it was a horrible situation over there, and he mentioned the fact that women and children shouldn't be hit with 2,000-pound bombs. But I don't think the Hamas people had 2,000-pound bombs. I think he was referring to the Israeli army.
Well, yeah, he is, because everything's anti-Israel with him.
But he's Jewish.
And Omar. Well, that doesn't matter. You see what's going on in the cities? Okay, you know, you got the Jewish organization, some of them going out and supporting the Palestinians. And, you know, to support Palestine, in my opinion, is supporting Hamas. Plain and simple. You know, they chose Hamas. Whether it was a fair election or not, I don't know. Wasn't there in 2007 to control the area. Okay? That's what they did. And what's Hamas want? Their thing is to rid the world of Jews, especially that area, by any means necessary. So, you know, to say, now, I'm going to ask a simple question, Joe, and you may or may not have the answer. I don't know for sure, but I can't remember the Israelis ever just going into Gaza or the West Bank and bombing the crap out of them without being provoked to start with.
Well, not only that, but they have, you know, they've been accusing them of genocide, but yet they have made every effort to let the people in those targeted areas know that they should flee, that they should get out of the way. They give them advanced warning, which really is tipping their hand to their enemy. You know, so I think the Israelis have bent over backwards. They've got to defend themselves. They've got to protect their own right to exist. And yet, at the same time, I think they've been as sensitive as they can be to the people who live in these areas that they're targeting.
Well, there have been reports. Now, as I say, I'm not there, so I can't confirm them, that as some people are trying to leave, women and children, the Hamas snipers are killing them.
I haven't heard that.
Now, like I said, I'm not there. I can't confirm it, but I have seen reports to that effect. So, yeah, and that's because without those women and children, they have no one to hide behind, because the Hamas terrorists are nothing but cowards. They hide behind the civilians. And then when they... You know, when civilians die, because civilians are going to die when the terrorists are hiding behind them and Israel is trying to kill the terrorists, then the propaganda machine ramps up.
Yep.
Now, over the weekend, what happened in D.C.? The propaganda machine ramped up, and they attacked the White House. And I think I've seen that one person was arrested. Thousands of people there attacking the fence, the gates, defiling the, you know, graffiti and all that, and what were they calling Joe? Genocide Joe, I think they're calling him now.
Yeah, they had a little phrase they were chanting.
But they're calling for infantata. I can't pronounce it.
Infantata.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. You know, and Allah Akbar, they're screaming. You know, and that is terrorist language there. But we're just going to ignore that and let more in across the southern border. You know, we have, in the last less than 3 years, there have been over 10 million people cross that border illegally. So, you know, I think they said 6 million were actually apprehended, and the rest are gotaways and getaways and known whatever. And, you know, that's what they know about. They don't know about everybody that got across, because the attention of the Border Patrol is diverted every time they get a huge crowd of people, 1,000, 2,000 people coming in. All the assets are, you know, point it towards the people coming across. So then further over where there is no Border Patrol, that's when the criminals come across.
Well, call tomorrow and you'll finish your thoughts, Dan, and by then we'll know what President Trump's testimony is going to be in court this afternoon.
Oh, that's a joke, too. So you have a good day.
You too. Thanks a lot for calling. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow with open phones and a topic of your choice. So give us a call tomorrow on the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. This is WKOK Sunbury.